Welcome to this podcast series titled Yield Curve Chronicles, Mastering Fixed Income in Volatile Markets. These four short podcasts examine fixed income investment strategies against a backdrop of economic uncertainty, potential rate cuts, and market volatility. My name is Zoe Fletcher, and I'm joined by Unmesh Bide and Andres Gomez of ALSEG for our third episode, Chasing Yield, Seizing Opportunities in a Shifting Rate World. And Unmesh, I'll start with you this time. In an evolving environment of interest rate charges and fluctuating credit spreads, where can investors uncover attractive yield opportunities? What data and tools are necessary for identifying and maximizing these investment prospects?
So thank you, Zoe. So I think the couple of interesting sectors I would say is like, one is I would say CLOs, for example. I think, you know, there has been a kind of evolution in CLO market. And in that sense, for example, you have a AAA CLOs, you know, where they have been attractively priced and you have a lot of subordination from a credit risk perspective. And in that scenario, that I would say that's a one good example in CLOs where there are CLOs backed by, you know, broadly syndicated loans, backed by, you know, middle market loans, or for that matter, you have also private loans. So I think, you know, way you can have a various different collateral, but the similar kind of spread product. The other things that I would say is very interesting is, I think, you know, if you look at it like from a pure rates shape of the curve perspective, you know, for the last 2 years or so, the curve was inverted. And now it is a, you know, lot more positive sloping in that kind of scenario where, you know, agency IOs and all those things start to play up. And like, if you are just looking from a playing the shape of the curve perspective, that will be something to kind of look at it. And I think, you know, as we know, like yield book is pretty well known in the agency analytics. And I think I'll hand over to you, Andres, there.
Yep. Thank you, Unmesh. You know, in ALSEG analytics and ALSEG pricing, we strive to accurately reflect the prices and risk measures that are assumed by the markets. And to the point of to your question, Zoe, in terms of what tools and data are essential in identifying and capitalizing on these opportunities, we look to accurately model the assumptions and behaviors of certain fixed income characteristics like prepayment behavior or projected defaults on credit sensitive securities. Then it's up to the investors to make investment or subjective decisions if the market is correct on those assumptions that have been priced into the securities. And if the investors have a different view on what has been assumed in the markets, then they can take an action of either taking on more risk, increasing their level of investment, or hedging their investment. ALSEG today provides an array of capabilities and functionality to help clients manage the entire investment cycle. So first, we provide evaluation capabilities to assess relative value, to make trading and investment decisions, and evaluate strategies. So making that investment decision. Second, once an investor has made that decision, we provide portfolio or holdings pricing, where you can run daily pricing and analytics and risk management to view your risk profile. So where do you stand today with your investments? How does one compare to their benchmark? Are they positioned to outperform or track the returns of their benchmark? Third is we have forward-looking capabilities like scenario analysis, functionality to allow stress testing, regulatory reporting, or impose subjective views and have the ability to optimize for its outcome. Then fourth, to tie it all back in, we have backward-looking capabilities to assess returns and performance. How did one perform on an absolute basis? How did you perform relative to your benchmark? Were the sources of your return or performance attribution? Did you make the strategic bets to perform? And what market factors contributed to the overall return and relative performance? For this entire process in managing the investment cycle, Accurate and transparent pricing is critical in helping one manage each component of this cycle. So thank you, Zoe, for the question.
Thank you, Andres and Umesh. Thank you both for your insights. We'll leave it there for today. Please catch our fourth and final episode in the series entitled AI Edge, Revolutionizing Fixed Income Trading.